Yeah. Okay.
Good evening. I'd like to call the regular meeting of council of July 26, 2018 to order. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Mica.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
And Councilman Christopher Hullum.
Present.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
I would make a motion to amend our agenda to add Ordinance 2018-39 to legislation.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Mica to amend the agenda to add Ordinance 2018-39. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Madam President, I would just share that this ordinance is necessitated by the mayor's choice to sue the city of Willoughby Hills. It's a necessary formality to formally hire the attorney who will be representing the city in this matter, and that's the purpose of Ordinance 2018-39.
Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Mica.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The agenda has been amended to include Ordinance 2018-39. The next is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor. Oh.
Madam President.
If you could wait 1 minute.
Madam President, I'll move to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of June 14th, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of June 14, 2018. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of June 14 have been adopted. And now the mayor's report.
Okay. I'd like to tell you about Fifth Third Bank, the bank next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. It's going to be closing in October. They said that you can go to the Willoughby branch or the Wickliffe branch. They also closed one about 2 years ago at the end of 305, the big bank building that they just built. But this is effective October. We have approved the appointment of fireman Brian Palladino. He'll be sworn in the next couple days. So the Civil Service Commission just was able to approve it as we got all the information. I do support Ordinance 35, which is the appointment of the law director. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it. 36, 37, 38, I support. And 37 is the paving of the five streets. Then all the resolutions, 12, 7, 11, 12, and 13, I do support those also, and that's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening?
Mr. Mayor, any progress on the other applicants for the firefighters and paramedics?
We have three pending, and they're being reviewed, and maybe in a week or so we'll have those.
We'd like to do what we can to get them quickly. There's
right.
a bit of an urgency with vacations and some other issues. So anything you can do to push that along, we'd appreciate.
Okay.
Madam President, also, Mayor, could you update us on the status of hiring or appointing a recreation coordinator, hiring a mayor's court clerk, and a building service clerk?
The building service clerk, I interviewed somebody this morning or this afternoon, and I offered her the job. She declined with the opportunity to take it up after the CERB thing is resolved. Recreation coordinator, I offered that also today, and they said the pay was too low and the hours were too sporadic because you have to open at 9 and close sometimes at midnight, and there's no help there with the monitors not being there. The clerk of courts, we still do not have any qualified candidates for that.
Any other questions for Mayor?
Madam President, we had a meeting regarding the dispatch center move.
Right.
So we discussed some of the nuts and bolts that are going to occur there. I understand there was another meeting this morning that I was not able to attend. But as far as you know, things are moving along with a July 31st noon turnover.
Yes.
To the Lake County EOC. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, it is. And we set up a camera in the lobby pointing down at where the key for the Grange is going to be in the lockbox, so we can record the people that were taking the key. We'll have the lockbox in the next couple days, and then I'll give the code to the authorized people just to unlock, lock, and return it to the box.
Mayor, the key for the Grange, the key for Campbell Park to open up the gate, is there going to be a change in the process that you need to let us know about?
There'll be a change in the process for the Grange. It's going to be in the lockbox. I guess we're going to have two lockboxes now, one for lock at Campbell Park and one for the Grange. The Campbell Park one will be given out when they call to reserve it, or like when they call to like a week before. So we can always change the codes if we deem necessary.
Okay. May I? Mayor's Court, progress on that. Did I understand that there was a court session held this past week, and was that to clean up some back?
It was to clean up backlog. There are four people that came to that, and we have that every other week, and we still have four, five, six people coming to it.
Finally, one more, Madam President. The dispatchers, as I understood it, almost all of them have found employment. We're at a point where we're talking about perhaps keeping one, perhaps two. Have you come to a conclusion about what you're going to ask for the number of people that will act as the liaison to the EOC versus who will be here, and if that person perhaps could also help out in the mayor's court?
That's the plan. So once we get to the turnover, we'll see how it runs for a month, and then that person can help out and into court possibly.
Thank you, Mayor.
Madam President, if I might, Mr. Mayor, the number one concern that I've heard from residents over the past couple of weeks is that they've called City Hall or one of our agencies, and they've called multiple times, they've left messages, they haven't heard back. I've spoken with our police chief, and I asked, why is it, given that we have multiple administrative employees in the police department alone, that when the phone rings, at least one person doesn't pick up? With the dispatch center moving, we're going to retain one dispatcher. That's an administrative employee who could potentially answer the phone and return calls. We obviously have our community service officer for outreach. We have the executive assistant to the police chief, the executive assistant to the fire chief. These are a lot of full-time people who hold normal business hours and could easily enough pick up the phone. And his response to me was that the phones only reroute automatically to the other departments after hours. Could we resolve that so that all the phones ring every time? Obviously, some people are better suited to handle one issue than another, but when I was associate dean in the graduate college, the phone rang for everybody, and whoever was free picked up. We returned the calls immediately or within, frankly, an hour. We have enough employees to do that, and I really want to add that responsiveness to residents. So could we tweak our phone system so that all those phones ring?
Yes, we can, and the phone person is coming in next week, and we'll look at that to see how to accommodate that.
Well, please keep us updated.
Okay.
Thank you.
One last question, Mr. Mayor. So I noticed that the master lock for the council mailboxes is broken.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how to address that, but there's no way to secure that entire panel now.
Okay. I'll look in that tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll get fixed.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Finance Director's report, Mr. Berkachek.
I have nothing to report tonight.
Are there any questions for the Finance Director this evening? Thank you, Frank. Moving on to City Engineer's report, Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. I would recommend waiving and adopting Ordinance 37, which is award of the street resurfacing projects. We received bids on July 12th. We received three bids, and the lowest and best bid was from Specialized Construction at about $395,000, which was under our engineer's estimate of $397,000. And Specialized Construction has done multiple projects in the city. They've done good work. We're very comfortable with them. So we would recommend awarding the contract so they can start ASAP. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for our engineer this evening?
Madam President, Mr. DeFranco, I've had a few reports of heavy trucks going over the Pleasant Valley Road Bridge. In your opinion, and maybe this is something you need to research and we can talk about this later, but is there anything else the city can do, any other cost-effective measures we can take to prevent these heavy trucks from using the Pleasant Valley Road Bridge, which can cause costly damage to that bridge?
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. I know we already installed a limit bar, but it's my understanding trucks are continuing to go through anyways. Mark had an idea of setting up a camera, so I'll check with him on where that status is. Beyond that, I'm not sure.
I'd like to say we caught a person today. Somebody got a picture, and it's being researched. It's a rental truck, and we have to find out who rented it today. So we will be getting them.
Excellent. Thank you.
Madam President, Mr. DeFranco, I know that we have some residents here today who are very interested in meeting you. I'm sure they'll express their concerns, but I just want to make sure that before you leave today, you make sure that you give your contact information to Mike and Angie Adams. They're concerned with flooding issues. They should be resolved. I know the city's already begun to look at their issue, but I think they'd have some comfort being able to work directly with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. The next order of business is committee reports, council committee reports. Any council reports this evening? Did you have a comment, Councilman?
Madam President, yes. I'll just mention that the Planning and Zoning Commission met last week and approved three different applicants. The other interesting development was that the Salvation Army, there was an announcement that they're going to fill about 25,000 square feet down at the Lohmans Plaza in the old A.J. Wright location. So that was a significant development over the weekend as well. Now, we don't have any other information, or I don't, Mayor, if you do, but I know there was an announcement about it, and Salvation Army, of course, has a good reputation for doing good work in the community.
They have help wanted signs for salespeople, and I saw some clothes in there today, so racks. So it looks like they're filling up.
Thank you. Any other committee reports? Any other council representative reports?
Madam President, just a quick update in the Cuyahoga County Airport. Our new airport manager was kind enough to share that today is the day when the FAA is going to be running their flight checks on the new stretch of safety runway at the Cuyahoga County Airport on the Richmond Heights side. Essentially, that means they're going to have a lot of FAA-sponsored planes flying over the airport again and again and again today to check the flight path and make sure that the runway is symmetrical, safe, flight path is recorded appropriately. So for our purposes, that means both 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. tonight, there's going to be a lot of double-engine planes flying over the Cuyahoga County Airport. And if you hear a lot more noise than usual, that's why.
Thank you.
Madam President, the Willoughby Hills Boys League invited me to their meeting last, I guess it was earlier this week. They had sent me a copy of the MOU that they had updated from the one that we sent them to look at. They had redlined some things. I looked at it with them. I thought there were still some things in there that probably didn't belong in there, and suggested they some potential changes to it still. So I'm hopeful that they will get this to me soon so that we can re-review it. But I basically told them what I've said to you all, that I really think it just needs to say that Willoughby Hills will provide them access to the fields, and we will maintain the fields. And then probably something in there that states that they're allowed to utilize the concession stand for fundraising, as well as have access to the facilities that are out there for fans to use when their kids
and
to use.
And the most important part, the insurance.
Well, that they're going to cover their own insurance. But the MOU is really to talk about what we are going to do between us, which they eliminated the fact that we're going to be collecting any fees and the fact that we would provide any insurance. Those are being stated but removed as a requirement for the city. So I just, there was some, a little bit more cleanup I thought that needed to make, just to make it clean and easy and simple. So I'm hoping that'll come back soon.
Thanks, Councilman Helen, for sure. The update. Yep. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, next order of business is a public portion. It's an opportunity for individuals, public, to come forward. Please state your name and address for the record. We ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes, and I'll open public portion at 7:17 p.m.
Evening. My name's Mike Adams. My wife, Angie. We live at 34561 Markham Boulevard. I spoke to the mayor, Janet, a little bit. We have a problem with anybody who's ever dealt with a beaver. The little sucker can really build. I've been battling them for, I'd say, almost 3 months. Unfortunately, he's not on my property. He's on the property behind me. It's the Calabrese property. I went to his business, talked to, I believe, his wife, mentioned it. I went to his rental, talked to his renter. She said she would leave a note with him, and the problems still exist. I hate to see and killed. I'd like to see them relocated. I even went to the park to see if they would had a missing beaver. Unfortunately, they did not, and would not take him. So that's the first problem. Second problem is, I believe I've heard that there might be some grant money that can keep the creeks clean, because the creek that he's damming, after he's gone, it's completely filled with debris. And it drains the whole neighborhood all around Markham, Parkview. I believe even some White Road. It runs Caddy Corner through Calabrese's property, and I believe it goes out to the Euclid Creek. It's been, I've lived there a long time. I believe it's probably been 30 years since it's been cleaned out. So it's pretty bad shape. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for public portion?
My name is Tony Miller, and I live at 2857 Hayes Drive here in Willoughby Hills. First of all, I would like to enter into the record an email that I received from Mr. Plechnik. If I could hand that to Vicki, I'd rather not read it. It's quite lengthy. Some of the statements in that email are inaccurate, and that concerns me. And some of the things that Mr. Plechnik says that are inaccurate on a routine basis concern me. And that's part of the evidence, and this is the other part. Mr. Plechnik has frequently and routinely, without fail, stated that the mayor had a car and that he said he wasn't going to get a different one, but then he did. Mr. Plechnik also says that he is very concerned about the welfare and safety of all of the residents of Willoughby Hills and the public in general. I think we talked about that in another meeting. Bob Wager is also the safety director and responds to incidents as part of the duties of that position. And for the record, on a similar thought, he's probably responding in his personal vehicle because he gave the Jeep that was allotted to him as part of the position of safety director to the fire department because the supermajority made a big stink. At a city council meeting not long ago, Mr. Plechnik interrogated the mayor over said vehicle because at the last election he said he was not going to get a new vehicle, and then he did get a different vehicle. Because the during the interrogation, the mayor was only allowed to get to the point of saying yes, that he had got a different vehicle, and was then cut off by Mr. Plechnik without further explanation. Mr. Plechnik then proceeded to spin the mayor's words to discredit him by insinuating that he lied, and if he says one thing today, then does the opposite, how can he be trusted? That is on public record. In every instance, and without fail, Mr. Plechnik refers to that vehicle as the mayor's Jeep. The fact is, it's the city's Jeep for use by the safety director. So Mr. Plechnik is consistently spreading false information by definition, lying to Willoughby Hills residents and the public in general in that regard. Further, at the last council meeting, I questioned Mr. Plechnik during public portion, and he acknowledged that he was concerned for the health, well-being, and safety of all Willoughby Hills residents and public in general. Safety Director Wager got a different vehicle after he said he was not, because the one he was driving was deemed unsafe. So by his own admission, Mr. Plechnik would have Safety Director Wager drive a vehicle that was unsafe, compromising the health, well-being, and safety of the Safety Director Wager,
Mr. Miller,
a resident of Willoughby Hills. 30 seconds, please. 30 seconds. I'll be done. Otherwise, I'll start all over the next meeting.
Then you can do that, sir. Thank you. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Linda?
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. It's nice to have another resident here. For the last, I would say, maybe 6 months or more, anytime Mr. Berkachek was asked to give a report, he says, no report. And I'd like to know, Council, have you received a written report? Because I personally would like to know what's going on with the finances in the city. Are we in a negative balance? Are we positive, positive balance? It'd be nice to have a report. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Then I'll close public portion at 7:24 p.m. Unfinished business.
Madam President, at the beginning of the meeting, there was a mention of 2018-39. And I don't know if I somehow missed an email or what, but I can't seem to find in my email this ordinance, and I would like to see a copy of it. Thank you.
Any other unfinished business? I have a question for Mr. Berkachek. When was the last time we had a report posted for us and from the residents?
The last thing we were able to get up on the website was for March.
March. And we have an ordinance that asked for a specific time?
Yeah, that's correct.
And what's the time frame? Do you remember?
Yeah, the 15th of the month.
15th of the month.
Yes.
So March should be posted April 15th and so on and so forth.
Right.
And it is July 26th.
Right. Unfortunately, I've not figured out how to post to the web. Two employees posted it to the web for me. Unfortunately, they're no longer here.
Madam President, that could be emailed to us, I would think. I'm not really sure. Or
okay
the clerk who could post it on the council's webpage for the public. I'm not really sure that that makes much sense because it just needs to be delivered to us. Does it? And if it needs to be posted, I don't recall if the law says that it needs to be posted on the web within 15 days of the end of the month, but I think it needs to be delivered to council, I believe.
Yeah, I'd be glad to email them to you.
I mean, that would be great.
Yeah, they're large. They tend to kick back, but I'd be glad to email them to you. I mean, we're doing the best that we can with the staff that we have.
Are these reports done as a matter of course, or is this aren't these numbers that you need to generate anyway?
Yes.
So it's just a matter of delivering the documents to council.
Right, right. We're still doing them. It's just that with no finance assistant and.
You can send an email with the documents you already prepare.
Yes.
By the 15th of each month.
Not necessarily by the 15th, but they could.
Well, the law says it has to be the 15th.
That's correct.
Yeah, 4 months. There's certain other ways to communicate with individuals besides being able to post things on a website that you don't have the skills to do, but we could find a way to help you. So.
Madam President?
Yes.
This gets back to my initial comment that we have a lot of administrative staff in City Hall and our associated departments, and it's really about utilizing them effectively. There are many full-time and part-time people, even in positions that are filled. There are still more in positions we're seeking to fill that I'm sure we could connect with Mr. Berkachek if it really is as simple as sending of an email or updating the website. So hopefully, as the manager for the city, you can reach out to those resources and make sure that Mr. Berkachek has the support that he needs. I would say to the residents' concern, I do think it's absolutely important that we maintain the safety of our residents, and part of that is only having certified paramedics, certified police officers going to emergency scenes is often a liability if a civilian goes. It doesn't matter whether you're elected to be councilperson or mayor. If you're not a firefighter or police officer and you're entering an active scene, it can put lives at risk. There are occasions where firefighters and police know that it's safe for you to join and so that you can get an experience, and doing a ride-along with our police or fire department when they can is a wonderful thing, and you can learn a lot. But going to an active emergency without the police or fire chief's, you know, advice and permission would probably be risky for any non-professional to do. So it wouldn't be prudent for the city to buy a car for anyone to drive to emergency scenes when they aren't certified. And I don't think anyone at this dais is a certified paramedic. And I personally believe that for elected official duties, we can all buy our own car, pay for our own gas. We don't run for office so that the city provides us with a car or transportation or benefits. It's about public service. Call me a cheap Slovenian if you will, but I don't think any one of us should have the city pay for our car.
Thank you. Yes,
a couple of things I recall. One is I just want to make mention that as a councilperson, I believe I should be receiving any records that are being produced for this council, by this council, or on behalf of this council. I've made two requests to you, Madam President, for any information regarding a response to the ULP that's currently in process that have not been responded to in any way, shape, or form. I finally made a public records request just to try another way of trying to get the information, and was told that that we didn't know if those were public records because we don't have a law director. So I'm a little dismayed that there clearly must be some information, but it's just I'm being excluded from being able to see that information. Also, 2018-27, while I don't feel is going, you know, is being under dispute at the moment as whether it's legal or not, as As acting mayor, your hat for is administrative in that role, and I know that you did not show up at the mediation. Instead, you named two legislative people as your representatives. I'm not sure that that would be normal as a as an administrative hat wearer, that you would send a legislative person whose responsibilities are legislative only. But be that as it may, I just want to voice my concerns about that. And then lastly, that the acting representatives that came to the mediation did not allow me to be part of the council discussions with the mediators, and I felt that was improper, and no one ever notified me that there was even a meeting. I had to find out from a third party, and certainly would have expected at least a call from the acting mayor and or council president if there was an issue with me being present.
Madam President?
I'd like to respond first, please. So, Councilman Helm, a couple of things that I noted. Yes, you did ask me for information. Was not deemed a public record in your email. Was seeking an opportunity to be able to respond to that. And once it came to the clerk, when I talked to CERB, they said that until this is resolved, their public record, it's not considered a public record. And I don't have a law director to ask those questions to. So until we have a law director that can help us resolve those issues, until this is resolved, then it wasn't deemed a public record to the best of our ability. The second thing, I had spoken to Kenneth Hickey, one of the mediators. He knew, so everybody knows, I was in California for the last 3 days for work, not on vacation. And I spoke to him about someone coming in my place, and he said, absolutely. And I sent Vice President Pleshnik, who's also the chairman of the Finance Committee, and also Councilwoman Pismo was there as the chair of the Personal Relations Committee, and he was fine with that. We communicated back and forth with that.
Okay, Madam President.
Could you respond to my first part, though? I mean, prior to a public records request, as a council person on this dais, I asked to be included and provided with any information that was being represented on behalf of this council in response to the ULP. So before I even got to asking for a public records request, I was just as a council person asking for this information on two different separate occasions with several weeks in between with no response whatsoever.
Mr. Vice President? Madam President, I'm not sure who has the Mr. Vice President. There's an exception to the public records laws that for documents that were prepared to defend the city in a legal matter. So I'm sure that after the ULP is resolved, after it's no longer a live issue, that the clerk of council or the acting mayor for purposes of defending the city against this ULP would be happy to deliver those documents as a public record. Then they would become a public record.
Thank you, but I am not I didn't initially ask him as a public record. I asked for him as a result of me being a council person for the city, not
Madam
as a public
President,
record. Thank
again,
you.
And it is just like any legal document prepared to defend the city. So the council president was acting as mayor, so she was not acting on behalf of council for those purposes. So it's not a council document. Not any council person can get it. No member of the public would be able to get it.
So you haven't seen it then?
It's immaterial whether I've seen it or not. It's up to the acting mayor to decide.
So you
it's up to the acting mayor to decide whether it's in the best interest of the city's defense in the legal matter, whether to deliver it to that person or not. So if it's going to compromise the city's position in the legal matter, then she is in her right not to deliver it as public record. And it's not a public record for those purposes. Mm-hmm. So.
Madam President, if I could just add, I want to reinforce that as you represent the city in this matter, we're not representing simply council. There's been a little bit of a confluence between council and the city in a couple of different cases. We're representing the city as a whole against the union, the secretary union's lawsuit against the city seeking various damages. And so it's not a matter of every member of council is entitled to see a council document. This is a city document that's being shared in the judgment of the council president / acting mayor for these limited purposes. And to the extent that one of us were to declare, we think that the Secretary's Union is correct, the budget is wrong, and show a clearly adverse position to the city, it would be somewhat foolish to share any confidential documents with that person. I think any reasonable person would agree. Now, that might be your opinion in good faith, that the budget is terrible, the city is wrong, the secretary's union should be paid 9% raises, hire them all back with tenure. If that's your opinion, you're entitled to it, but it's certainly adverse to the city's position. And that's why only people who are working toward the city's best interests and the city's position really should be involved. And the Ohio Revised Code allows whoever is representing the city in a union dispute to appoint designees, whoever that person may be. So the council president could have appointed a council person, could have appointed a city employee or anyone else who she saw fit to represent the city's best interest to stand in her place for the mediation you referred to. She chose not to appoint you. She chose to appoint two other council people. That was her decision, not yours or mine. And the Ohio Revised Code gave her that authority.
I'd like to respond. First of all, I don't think just because it's your opinion or the majority of council's opinion that that's for the best of the city does not necessarily denote that that is, in fact, for the best of the city. Secondly, Councilman Fiebig, did you see this letter that I've been asking for, this response to ELP? Did you review it? Did you see it? Yes or no?
Madam President, did you receive it? Councilman Hallam, I'm not exactly sure which document you're referring to.
Did you receive any response to the ELP on behalf that was created for Nancy, for President Fellows or Acting Mayor Fellows to provide to the ULP or on behalf of council?
I could look through my records, but if you could be more specific, I'd be glad to answer.
Well, I'd like to be more specific, but since it was never provided to me, but it does exist, I'd like to know if you've seen it.
I don't know offhand, but I will.
All right. Councilwoman Lenz,
have you seen
any such document?
No.
Councilwoman Micah, have you seen such document?
I have not received the document, nor have I received the mayor's response either.
Wasn't it in everyone's mailboxes?
I believe he gave a response.
Yeah, it was in our mailboxes.
Well, the lock is broken on that, so we don't know what's in there or not in there anymore.
You might want to check your mailbox.
Madam President, just for Councilwoman Micah's clarification, you might be forgiven for not knowing you received the mayor's response, because what he sent to CERB was just a whole packet of council minutes with various portions highlighted, and he said that he didn't want to bias CERB as to what they should judge. So I'm not sure if you could legally call it a response, because he did not reject the claims that the secretary's union made against the city. He didn't state any position on their claims. So it's arguable whether it's a response or not, but the mayor did file several voluminous series of council minutes with a brief cover letter saying he didn't want to bias CERB and he wanted them to judge for themselves.
One last thing I forgot to respond to. Councilman Plechnik, I did vote against passing the contract for the 3% raises and all of that. So just so you remember, that was unanimous. Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to legislation. Oh, by the way, so Mike and Angie, Mr. DeFranco, Pete will connect with you after the meeting. We haven't forgotten. Okay, the first one is Ordinance 2018-35.
An ordinance confirming the appointment of Joseph W. Diemer, Jr. as Director of Law, along with his assistants, defining the duties and responsibilities and fixing the salary and compensation for said position, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
And this will remain on second reading.
Madam President, quick question. I wasn't here at the last meeting, but I believe that was the first reading. And I'm just concerned because we have said on numerous occasions how important it was to have a law director. And we have several things that are pending because we don't have a law director that we haven't been able to do. And so I'm just concerned that, you know, if we know whether we want to confirm or not, why wouldn't we just go ahead and get a law director if that's what's going on, or not?
I can't speak for everybody on the dais, but until we all knew that the mayor was going to bring him to us for confirmation, there may be individuals here, plus myself, that now want to have meet his associates that are going to be working, because he indicated that some of his expertise he would be reaching to his associates for. So once we knew that the mayor wanted to bring him to us for confirmation, then that opened the door for us to have opportunity to make an appointment with him one-on-one, and until we would know him, that would have not probably been an efficient use of time. And that would open the opportunity for you to make an appointment with him and learn more about him as well.
Okay.
All right. Next is Ordinance 2018-36.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds required for a 3-year annual license software support and maintenance services rate lock agreement submitted by Cody Systems and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
I move to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2018-36.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Plesnik to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance 2018-36. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Yes.
We've spoken with our police chief. He's assured us that this software continues to be the best option for the city. By getting a 3-year deal and getting it now, we're going to have substantial cost savings for the city as well. It's compatible with our partnership with the Lake County Dispatch Center. So this really is the best option for the city, and it's time sensitive.
Madam President, I'll echo that to also say that I had a discussion with our chief who confirmed that this is the appropriate time to do this. The system, we talked about the nuts and bolts of how this would work with the EOC, and this does seem to make sense for us to continue to use them at least for this 3-year period, and then we'll see how things shake out after that. So it is urgent that we pass it today.
Vicki?
Lentz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule on Ordinance 2018-36 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Move to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-36.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Fiebig to adopt Ordinance 2018-36. Is there any further discussion on this motion?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to say that they're going to build an interface for us to directly dump the information for free with this 3-year contract. So we're getting something out of it.
Thank you. Vicki?
Lentz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-36 been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2018-37.
An ordinance accepting a bid of Specialized Construction, Inc. of Cuyahoga Heights, Ohio for the 2018 street resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule for Ordinance Number 2018-37.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plesnik to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance Number 2018-37. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. As the mayor shared, this is the ordinance authorizing and hiring the contractor to actually repave our 5 roads this year. We certainly want to get started and use as much time of the good weather as we have left.
Vicki?
Lentz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule on Ordinance 2018-37 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Move to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-37.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plesnik to adopt Ordinance 2018-37. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lentz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-37 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2018-38.
An ordinance amending Part 13 Buildings Code Title 3 Local Building Provisions by the establishment of a new Chapter 1379 Small Cell Facilities and Wireless Support Structures within the right-of-way of the codified ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pisano.
Move to waive the two-day notification rule for 2018-38.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to waive the two-day notification on Ordinance 2018-38. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, this applies with equal force to waiving the three-reading rule. Ordinance 2018-38 regulates, to the best we can as a city, installing small cell towers in rights of way. The state legislature recently passed legislation that gives a lot more freedom to utilities to put small cell towers up in the right of way, popping up in your front yard with very little notice or regulation. This is our attempt as a city, and many other cities have done the same, to try to regulate this as much as possible. It's very possible that the utility companies will sue and push back, but the new law the state legislature passed goes into effect August 1st, so this is our last opportunity to put a regime in place so that you don't wake up one morning and see a cell tower in your front yard. In theory, the state law would allow that without this protection, so it's absolutely urgent that we pass this tonight.
Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
The two-day notification on Ordinance Number 2018-38 has been waived.
Madam President, motion to waive the three-reading rule for Ordinance Number 2018-38.
Second. I think you beat me, Councilwoman Lenz.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2018-38. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I'm a bit familiar with this because we passed this in North Olmsted. There are a lot of issues, and I guess I would like the opportunity to read what Willoughby Hills is planning. The state, when they, in their code or in their laws, they capped the permit fee at $250, and it's going to cause most cities or all cities an expense. So I just want to make sure you're aware and plan for the additional expense.
Madam President, if I could share, Mr. DeFranco, we know this is last minute. The mayor himself asked us to prepare this legislation in advance of the August 1st deadline, and wisely so. That said, we agree that this needs to be reviewed carefully, and we'd hope that the Planning and Zoning Commission, along with yourself, would review the legislation. It can always be amended. We just want something in place now so that a small cell tower doesn't pop up in, I don't know, my front yard on August 1st. So we certainly do want to improve this legislation. We just want something in place before August 1st, and we're looking forward to your recommendations.
Thank you. Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2018-38 has been waived.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt 2018-38.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-38. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-38 has been adopted. The next one is Ordinance Number 2018-39.
An ordinance to employ the services of Gregory Beck and Baker, Duplicar, Beck, Wiley, and Matthews to represent the City of Willoughby Hills in the complaint filed in Wager versus City of Willoughby Hills, Lake County, Common Pleas Court, case number 18CV000964, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to waive the two-day notification on Ordinance Number 2018-39.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the two-day notification on Ordinance 2018-39. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
The two-day notification has been waived on Ordinance 2018-39.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnik.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2018-39.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2018-39. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2018-39.
Madam President. Move to adopt ordinance number 2018-39.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plushnik to adopt ordinance 2018-39. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I just have a couple questions. Under the fourth whereas, it says Robert Wager as an individual and taxpayer and in his official capacity as mayor. Is that correct? Is it actually in his official? I thought it was a taxpayer lawsuit only.
Madam President, no, it's both. He's sued both as a taxpayer and as the mayor in his official capacity, the City of Willoughby Hills Council, and our council president.
Okay, and then secondly, is this being covered by insurance, or is this being paid for directly from the city?
It is not being covered by insurance.
Okay, thank you.
That's why we need the ordinance.
Madam President, I just want to add that the reason that we were told that the insurance company does not want to cover it is because it's essentially the city suing itself. We have a city official suing the city, so that just does not trigger insurance coverage. So because it's the city essentially suing itself, so it's not someone else coming in and suing the city. So that's what the insurance adjuster has said, from what we understand.
Quick question, Councilwoman Pismo. How is that different than when they paid for the previous lawsuit?
Again, from what I understand, that should not have been covered. That the adjusters just said we think that it should be covered, but this time they went up through their attorneys, and their attorney said no. When a city official sues the city itself, that should not trigger coverage.
Thank you.
Madam President,
yes.
If I could share, I think that there is a strong argument that the mayor does not have the ability to sue in his official capacity, and I do believe that the city's attorney intends to make that argument. And if it is simply a taxpayer action, we may ultimately be reimbursed by the insurance company, and I'm sure that our attorneys will be making that argument. But, of course, the best-case scenario for everyone in the city of Willoughby Hills is simply for the mayor to stop suing the city and to drop this lawsuit so that no further funds are expended by taxpayers. And I would also ask the mayor to stop his request, which is currently on appeal, for the taxpayers to pay for his lawyer in his last lawsuit against the city. I understand that it's a lot of money and you might personally want it for you or your attorneys, but I think our residents would be very grateful if you would stop suing the city and if you would stop making claims for dollars against the city as well. We have a very difficult budget. Your own finance director and administration share that, and I think our residents would have a great well of gratitude to you if you could make that gesture and stop suing them. Thank you.
Madam President. This could also be resolved if City Council would not pass ordinances that are questionable in their legality.
Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yep. Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hullum.
No.
Ordinance 2018-39 has been adopted. The next are our resolutions. The first one is Resolution 2018-7. This is on second reading. However, the hope is that we'll be on recess next month, and we need to have this into Lake County. If you could read the caption, Vicki, please.
A resolution approving the Lake County Solid Waste Management District's amended plan 5-year update. April 2018 of the Lake County Solid Waste Management District and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive the third reading of Resolution 2018-7.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on Resolution 2018-7. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I think this is a fairly straightforward solid waste management district policy, and we've been participating for quite some time. There's been ample time to review this, and I think we should just go ahead and pass this at this time because it's been reviewed.
Thank you. Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule on resolution number 2018-7 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fabig.
Move that council adopt resolution number 2018-7.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fabig and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt resolution number 2018-7. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Resolution number 2018-7 has been adopted. The next one is resolution number 2018-11.
A resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a non-binding joint statement to address the noise impact of the Cuyahoga County Airport.
Madam President.
Vice President.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2018-11.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on resolution 2018-11. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, if I could share, this resolution would authorize the mayor to sign the latest version of the joint statement, which is our agreement with the Cuyahoga County Airport, the airport tenants, and the other cities that surround the Cuyahoga County Airport. It gives the city certain rights, and it has for the last 40 years. We have a noise abatement set of procedures that we strongly encourage all airport tenants to follow. We have quiet hours. We also have the Noise Abatement Council, which our city has given one representative, and I'm honored to serve as on your behalf. All of this comes from the joint statement, which was actually originally passed and proposed by then-County Commissioner, ultimately Mayor, Governor, and Senator George Voinovich, so it has a very long history. There is one minor change to the agreement, which simply says, for safety purposes, single-engine planes can turn out earlier. Now, federal law already requires safe operation of all aircraft. I don't think this changes the agreement in any substantive way. It's not the single-engine plane exemption that some members had proposed that would allow single-engine planes to ignore quiet hours and all of the noise abatement procedures. It simply says when safety requires to separate them from larger aircraft, they can do so. And federal law already requires that. So, once again, there's no substantive change, but re-upping this agreement gives our city the right to continue to have a member on the Noise Abatement Council and to have these protections. Our mayor's expressed his support. Hopefully you've all had the chance to fully review it and see that my description is accurate. I think that this is important for our city to uphold the tradition that County Commissioner Voinovich started and make sure that we continue to make noise reduction and safety improvement our two top priorities for the Cuyahoga County Airport.
Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule on resolution number 2018-11 has been waived.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2018-11.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt resolution number 2018-11. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Resolution number 2018-11 has been adopted. The next one is resolution number 2018-12.
A resolution declaring the month of September as National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in the City of Willoughby Hills.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Move to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2018-12.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on resolution 2018-12. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived on resolution number 2018-12.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2018-12.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt resolution number 2018-12. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. I would just like to say that this is an issue that is, near and dear to my heart. When I was in sixth grade, my father committed suicide, and it was something that I have all too much familiarity with the stigma around suicide, and I'm sorry. And how hard it is to discuss, even when it's not you, when it's happened to you, when you're a survivor, it's very difficult to talk to and for people to understand. But as I've grown up, I've met many wonderful people who have also gone through similar events or have lost their loved ones to suicide. And I just think that it's just such a wonderful thing that we can pass a resolution like this to open up the dialogue and get people talking about this very important issue.
And I echo Councilwoman Pismo, I echo Laura's sentiments as the mother of an only son that committed suicide. I am grateful every day for people that work diligently to help suppress this terrible disease. Thank you.
And Madam President, I just, I forgot in my verklempt state that I read some really great advice. It just says to help and for this issue, to help other people, the best thing you can do is to be a caring friend, family member, and neighbor, which can go a long way in preventing our fellow Americans from getting to the point of suicidal thoughts. So I think that's some really great advice for all of us.
Thank you. Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Fleschnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fabig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Resolution number 2018-12 has been adopted, and Vicki, be sure to, we'll send the information to the organization that asked us to reach out and do this from our community. Okay, the next one is resolution number 2018-13.
A resolution acknowledging Wally Burnett on receiving the highest honor bestowed upon any Lions member, the Distinguished Melvin Jones Fellowship Award.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2018-13.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2018-13. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fabig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
The three reading rule on resolution number 2018-13 has been waived.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2018-13.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt resolution number 2018-13. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, if I may, I'd like to read the resolution. Whereas Lions Club International Foundation recognizes outstanding individuals by bestowing on them an award that is named for its founder, Melvin Jones, and whereas this award is given to a Lion member who has constantly shown their commitment and dedication to humanitarian services and endeavors in their community and the world, and whereas Lion Wally became one of the recipients of under 400,000 Lions worldwide, 614 in Ohio 4 District, and the fourth member of the North Coast Club to receive this prestigious award, and whereas PDG Lion Wally has been a member since 1994 when she joined the Willoughby Hills Club, and then in 2002 she transferred to the North Coast Club, and whereas in her 24 years as a Lion, PDG Wally has held several officers' positions in the club and district, club treasurer and club membership chair, club secretary for an impressive 15 years, and will be club secretary again next year, and whereas Wally has served as region chair, district membership chair, district cultural and community activities chair in the 2013-2014 year, was district governor, and whereas PDG Wally has dedicated her life to being a Lion. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Willoughby Hills, County of Lake, State of Ohio, that this council does hereby recognize and commend PDG Lion Wally Burnett for her commitment and dedication to humanitarian services and endeavors in her community, and congratulates her on receiving the highest honor bestowed upon any Lions member, the Distinguished Melvin Jones Fellowship Award.
Thank you. Vicki?
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Mike Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fabig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Resolution 2018-13 has been adopted. Now we got to get Wally here. Any new business for this evening?
Madam President, I mistakenly, and I apologize, John, I did not give you an opportunity to answer my question about whether you received
any of the, if you saw the answer to the ULP that was on behalf or presented by Councilwoman President.
Well, Mr. Helm, I would think I'd be irresponsible to go to represent the city in Columbus if I had not reviewed the city's official response. So, yes, of course I did.
Thank you.
Any other new business this evening? For the good of the order? For the good of the community?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Helm?
Just as awareness, the Willoughby Boys League just wrapped up its baseball season, and for Willoughby Hills, the Colt team, sponsored by Accurate Metals, won the 8-city, 14-team Western Reserve Colt League. We in Willoughby Hills hosted the championship game at Campbell Field in front of a huge crowd, according to the Boys League folks. They wanted to especially thank Mark Rubis and his crew for doing such a great job on all the fields this summer. Also, our Mighty Mites team made the playoffs, and our Majors team made the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. On our Girls League, the 8U team sponsored by Hallam Homes won the championship, and our 18U team sponsored by the Willoughby Hills Lions Club ended up winning the championship as well. So,
wonderful.
Great representation by our city.
Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Madam President.
Councilor Fiebig.
The Willoughby Hills Flag Football League is forming, so their registration has opened. So there is a form available that for 6 to 12-year-olds for flag football. So that is $50, and those will be available. I would think right here at City Hall you could pick them up. They're certainly being propagated through social media on Facebook and in various places like that. Secondly, the garage sale for the community garage sale is Saturday, August 4th. So people have been registering. I did volunteer to take a list together, and I'm compiling that, so I'm getting a lot of calls on that. You can call 440-585-4433, and I'll compile a list. I'll get it up here to City Hall, over at the community center, and around the community, and also advertise in the traditional places so we can have a good sale here in Willoughby Hills for Saturday, August 4th. But some people are also adding Thursday and Friday as well as Saturday.
And the signs are up.
Thank you for doing that, Mayor. I did see them go up. Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else this evening? All right. I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adjourn our meeting. There's no discussion on adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned at 8:06 this evening. Thank you, everybody.
Do you want to take these or should I give them to Vicki?